is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station, live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive heat wave is headed towards Oregon on Tuesday, August 1st, 2017. Temperatures going up to 40 plus degrees Celsius. It's going to be a dangerous heat wave in the state of Oregon, especially in Portland, Oregon. It's going to be so hot. I recommend people drink a lot of fluids and drink a lot of water to keep you hydrated, because temperatures will be going well above 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the state of Oregon, especially in Portland, Oregon, Medford, Oregon, and Eugene, Oregon, and Salem, Oregon, because it's going to be a really hot weather that can trigger forest fires in the state of Oregon and interior Oregon, because it'll be too hot and dry in Oregon, especially in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding areas as well, starting on Tuesday, August 1st, 2017.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 36th Hobosode. Today is August 2nd, 2017. I know Frankie said it was August 1st, but I didn't get a show recorded yesterday. It's mostly because of the heat wave. Like, I had to leave Oregon. I'm back on a corporate sabbatical again. You know, the one that I take about once a year. Even though I'm not with Prank Call Nation anymore, they say I'm going to lose my health benefits if I don't do the corporate sabbatical thing. And I can't have that, so okay, I'm just going to shut up. I'm visiting family. I'm away from Oregon right now, mostly because of the heat wave that was coming. Thanks to Frankie for warning me about that. Like, holy shit, it's over 100 degrees over there today. So that's the reason I haven't done a show yet this week. Today is Wednesday, and I thought I was going to have plenty of spare time this week, but it didn't work out that well. And this could be the only show this week. I hope that doesn't happen. I know I'm busy tomorrow, but I think on Friday I'm going to have some time to do some more recording. I'm recording all of this on my laptop using a Rock Band microphone that has a USB hookup. And it seems to sound okay. It makes me feel like I've just wasted my money buying mixers and those really expensive $30 microphones that I usually use. So this one is truly a Hobosode, using a Rock Band microphone I bought from Goodwill, I think for, I don't know, $3 or $4. And I tried to record yesterday. I was having, just problems getting the audio to work from the phone calls. You know how these computers are. And I was going to make the Hobosode. It was going to be sponsored by Miguel F. But I was so pissed about the audio problems yesterday that I'm just like, fuck Miguel F. Today's Hobosode is going to be sponsored by Pat D. So thanks, Pat D, for supporting the show today and making me feel obligated to do a Hobosode this week on my sabbatical. I've been trying to do requests today and nothing's working out, probably because I can't spoof my caller ID from where I'm at without all my fancy asterisk equipment. That part is Pat D's fault, so fucking Pat D. Anyway, I'm gonna try like a twist on the old, I've calling up 7-Eleven employees and saying I was hanging out in their cooler. I was thinking, where else could I hang out that I'm not really supposed to be? And I was thinking about like the back rooms of Walmart, but Walmart's such a huge place, it'd probably take me forever to get through to a manager. So I'm thinking Walgreens. I'm gonna call up some Walgreens and tell them I've been hanging out in their back room. Maybe I left something behind. That's the best I can come up with today. Maybe you guys can suggest a better place. Because I was thinking, you know, like McDonald's, but they'd see me. You know, I have to go through the kitchen, probably. And, like, I don't know, mall stores. I don't know how those are set up. I don't know if people hang out in the back rooms a lot and would notice me. The manager's office is probably back there. And I don't know how Walgreens is set up either, but we're going to give it a try. Let's call up some Walgreens and see how much they appreciate customers hanging out in their back room.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Walgreens. How may I help you?
Oh, hey there. I'm a customer there, and I was here earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And, I just had a question. I was hanging out in the stock room, you know, and I think I left my watch in there. Do you know if, has any employees found a watch in the stock room?
I don't know. Hold on a second. And
okay.
You were a customer, but you were in the stock room?
Yeah, I was just hanging out, you know, just chilling, listening to music. And
okay.
Well, my watch, you know, irritates my arm, and I take it off sometimes. I don't even think about it. I think I just set it down back there.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thanks. It's my favorite hold song.
This is Shelly. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Shelly. Is this a different person I was talking to?
Yes.
Okay.
She's up at the register. She couldn't help.
Oh, I
see.
What
can I do for you?
I was just in the stock room earlier, and I think I left my watch back there. Like, I don't know where. I think I just set it down somewhere. I was back there for a while.
Your watch?
Yeah, my wristwatch.
You were in the stock room?
Yeah, yeah, just chilling, listening to music and stuff. And huh?
Who let you back in the stock room?
It was just open. I was just hanging out. I wasn't causing any problems. I was just chilling and sitting on boxes, doing some parkour.
Well, our stock room is locked.
Oh, I don't know. It was unlocked. But has anyone found a watch?
No, we haven't.
It's an expensive watch.
Can I get your information and I can call you if I find it?
Well, nobody's reported it yet. Have you been back there?
I'm back there right now.
Oh, you don't see it?
No.
Does it still smell like weed?
No.
Okay, good.
What's your name?
My name is Brad.
What's your phone number?
It's 20-85.
And what's your last name?
Oh, I'm not telling. Nope, I don't want any trouble.
Okay, well, if I find your watch, I will call you.
Okay, thank you. You didn't take it, did you? Because, I mean, come on, it just admit it, and no harm, no foul, it's fine. I won't report you. I just want the watch back.
Well, I could report you for being back in our stock room.
What? I'm allowed to be in the stock room. I'm a customer. I bought a Pepsi today.
You bought a Pepsi? What time did you buy your Pepsi?
I don't know. It was earlier. I don't know what time. I don't have a watch. Durr.
Okay. Well, if I come across anything, I will call this phone number.
Okay.
All right.
It's probably like if you find any, ash on the floor, that my watch should be right around there.
Right.
Has anyone swept the floor?
All right, well, you have a good day.
Okay, I will. Bye. Let's try another. I didn't know they kept the stock rooms locked, because I think I've been back there before. Like, you know, they have the bathroom back there sometimes, and when you go back there, there's just a bunch of merchandise laying around, but there must be another one that they keep locked.
Hi, thanks.
Oh, shit. I just
now, just say...
Help.
Sorry.
Manager.
Okay, I'm connecting you to someone
Manager
who can
Monday,
help.
Southland
just
Corporation.
Just a reminder, the store's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can stop by anytime you like.
Yay.
Thank you for choosing your Corlane Walgreens store. This is Kimmy speaking. Who can help you?
Hey, Kimmy. I was there earlier today. I'm a customer. And
okay, I'm a cashier.
Oh, hey, that's cool. Well, I was in the stock room, you know, I was just in the stock room hanging out, and I think I left my watch back there.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
I'll get you a manager. Can you hold for a moment?
Well, have you been in the stock room? I was just hoping to find my watch.
Well, no, I'm a cashier at the front of the store, so I wouldn't be in the there, and let me, if I get a manager, they can go look for you, okay?
Oh, okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. This is Andrew. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Andrew. This is Roy. I'm a customer there.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the stock room earlier, and I think I left my watch there. I can't find it anywhere else, so I think it must be in there still. Do you know if anyone's turned it in?
Okay, so you were in our stock room?
Yeah, but just hanging out, you know, and taking a break. The store was crowded. I get anxious and stuff. I was just hanging out in the stock room. But I think I left my watch back there. It's a Casio.
Okay, okay, hang on one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no watch. Now, our stock rooms are not open to the public, so...
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're actually locked. So, are you sure it wasn't another room?
No, it's had a merchandise. I was just hanging out on the boxes, just chilling.
Yeah, we don't actually allow non-employees to do that, so...
Oh, I didn't know. I mean, I know you guys don't let us smoke weed in the store, so I just went back there so I wouldn't bother anyone.
Yeah, sorry, we don't have your watch here.
Oh, are you sure you just didn't take it for yourself? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because that sounds like something Casios. That a thief would say. What?
Yeah. I said I don't like Casios, so.
Oh, well, yeah, you have shitty taste in watches then.
Yeah, goodbye.
Okay, one more. I know these are kind of stupid, but
hey, thanks for calling Walgreens.
Doing a hobosode. Ah, shit, I did it again. Manager Monday, Southland Corporation. Help.
Sorry, just...
Cashier, operator,
okay, I'm connecting you to someone who can help. Transfer just so you me. Know, the store's open till 10 p.m. tonight, and tomorrow they're open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Jacob. What can I do for you?
Oh, hey, Jacob. I'm a customer that comes in there. I'm the one that bought the Pepsi this morning.
Okay.
And I was in the stock room, and I think I left my watch back there. Do you know if any employees found a watch?
I don't, but give me one sec. Let me have somebody check for you, okay?
Okay, who's going to check?
Well, one of the managers is going to know. They didn't. I don't have anything up front, but they would have put it in the safe if they found it.
Okay.
So give me just one sec, okay?
As long as it's not Steve.
That's me.
No, you said your name's Jacob.
Who's Steve? Oh, I'm sorry, that's my last name. I thought you said Steve's.
Oh, no, like, it's Steve.
That's me.
I have a huge
sorry,
lisp,
no.
That's all.
Oh, no, that's okay. Give me one sec.
All right, bye. I mean, okay.
Bye.
No, don't say bye. Just get the damn manager. It's my rock band microphone that's causing the problems.
This is Brian.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Oh, he didn't tell you? Jacob didn't tell you?
He just called for a manager on 101.
I see. Yeah, I was in there earlier today. I'm a customer. And I was hanging out in the stock room. And I think I left my watch back there. And I was wondering if any employees may have found my watch.
And you're a customer?
Yes.
And you were hanging out in the stock room there?
Yeah, I was looking for something.
About what time today?
It couldn't have been more than like 3 hours ago, I guess. About I can't really 24? Say for sure, though, you know, since I don't have my watch.
Right. About where were you at in the stock room there?
Oh, I was all over, pretty much all of it. But I was chilling on some boxes that were kind of, you know, seat level almost. I was just hanging out there. So maybe
okay,
around there. Huh?
I will pull up camera.
Uh-huh.
And see what we got, where you might have left it. I haven't had anything turned in yet.
Okay, yeah, because I can't find anywhere else. It must be in there. Like, do you see a pile of ash on the floor? Because it would probably be around there.
A pile of which one?
Ash. You know, like ash if you're might be smoking something. Because there's no ashtray back there.
Yeah, I don't have any ash in the stock room at all, no.
Did someone sweep already? Whoever swept probably might have taken the watch.
Nobody has swept back there, no.
Huh.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to write down your phone number.
Okay.
And your name, and I'm going to give you a call back, all right?
How do you know my name? Oh, I told you my
What's
name.
Up?
I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm really high. Like, do
what's your last name?
That's Gerbel. Do you, like when customers usually leave things behind in the stock room, do they turn up missing or is that usually an issue?
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
But Gerbel.
Is that usually an issue though when people are hanging out in the stock room and leave something behind? Do the employees usually steal it?
How do you spell Gerbel?
G-H-E-R-B-E. Has that been an issue in the past, though?
Is it just B-E-L-L?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, just B-E. Where'd the L come from? I didn't say L. L.
You said that it was Jerbel?
Yeah, but the L's... I was going to say silent. That doesn't work. You know, it's French. L's, whatever.
Okay, got you. What's your first name again?
Roy. Just like
Roy?
Like the intro song, yep.
And your phone number?
It's on caller ID, but... Also, I twisted my ankle while I was in there because I was doing parkour.
Okay, what's the phone number that I have for you so I can give you a call back?
420-6969. Like, do you have any medicine in the store, like, for sprained ankles? Because I fell off of a shelf and sprained my ankle back there.
Oh, did ya?
Yep.
You should have come to see me right away.
I know, it didn't hurt that much. I didn't want to bother you guys with it. I was just...
But now it's hurting?
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay, I'm not going to sue you.
All right, Roy, let me take a look in the stock room and give you a call back at the 420-6969 number.
Okay, sounds good. Hurry the fuck up. Roy? Don't take all fucking day, okay? Because I got shit to do.
Right away, yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Well, shit, it's almost like none of them believed me. Let me try just one more, one last one.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm a customer. I was in there earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And I left something in the stock room. I was wondering if any employees may have turned that in.
Okay, I'll get you a manager, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Okay. It's always got to be a manager.
Thank you for holding. This is Sandy. How can I help you?
Hey, Sandy. I'm a customer. I was in there earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And I left something in the stock room. I was wondering if anyone had, you know, any employees had turned anything in.
You're a customer who left something in the stock room?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you get in the stock room? Just out of curiosity.
the door was just open a crack, you know. I was just in there checking it out, looking around, doing parkour.
Okay, what did you lose, sir?
It was a pipe.
Okay, haven't had anything turned in.
I mean, did you look?
I've been here all day and I haven't had anybody turn anything in.
Okay,
so
but
where
would they turn it in? I don't know where it was exactly. It was just I was hanging out, lounging around on some boxes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'll check the videotape mm-hmm. and see if I can see you doing that and see what you did with your pipe. Can you give me your phone number and I can give you a call back?
Just look on caller ID. My name is Roy.
Okay, Roy. I will take a look-see and see what I can find out for you.
Okay, is it going to take very long? Because I don't have all fucking day.
Yes, it will take a while, and I would really like if you'd refrain from using that language.
Okay,
customers aren't allowed in our stock room, so...
We're not. It doesn't say that on the door.
Well, it does have a keypad, and I don't know why it was left propped open, but I'll take a look at the video, and we'll give you a call back.
Oh, maybe it propped open. I was playing with the keypad. Maybe I happened to cross the code.
I don't know. It's a possibility.
Yep, maybe. What is the code? I'll tell you if that's the one I typed.
I'm not going to give you the code. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, well... I guess I'm giving up on this. I called four of them, whatever. At least she got a little bit annoyed with me, that last lady. And I would sit here and do more, but I have limited time again today, just like the rest of this week. It sucks. I feel like a big jerk not doing enough shows for you guys. But we all know it's Pat D's fault, the sponsor of today's Hobosode. So thank you, Pat D, for bringing us a small collection of mediocre prank phone calls. I'm going to get out of here so I can post this. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I'll definitely do something. Like, I want to do a full episode. I'm really going to try hard to do a full episode, maybe tomorrow, at least by Friday. But just try to bear with me for the rest of this week. Hopefully things will be back to normal next week. See you next time. RB away! Oh, shit, I forgot I don't have my mixer. I can't do that anymore. I don't have any echo effects. putting those in and post-editing is way too much effort, so fuck it. Bye, everyone.
I'm dreaming the phone lines, but we're on hold. You couldn't connect to your instincts tonight. I'm dreaming the phone lines, but we're on hold. You couldn't connect to your instincts tonight.
There. Get it out of there.